You may want to find a quiet space for today's episode. It is a little bit of tough talk and big love mixed with a huge dose of honesty around the emotional and mental side of running a business. Kiwi Schlafel of Your Gal Kiwi joins me to talk about the many challenges entrepreneurs face as they start and grow their businesses, and really how mindset plays into all of it. We're talking about intentionality, feelings of failure and shame, self-doubt, self-worth, defining success, and figuring out what you need right now. Not next year, not next month, but right now. This is a candid conversation between friends where Kiwi and I share personal stories and anecdotes to remind our entrepreneurial friends that you're not alone and that you can and should focus on building a business that fuels the life you want to lead. Today's episode is brought to you by our Proof to Product Resource Library. This is where you can get your hands on several free resources to help you start, streamline, and scale your business in your own way and at your own pace. So gain access to that at prooftoproduct.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Hey, Kiwi, welcome back to Proof to Product.
Super happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled for our conversation today. And so just to kind of like recap this for the listeners, this was a conversation that started on Voxer between you and I, and it's something that's been resonating in my head a lot, and it's been in your head a lot. And so just, this is going to be a little bit different than our other interviews in that it's more of a conversation, and we're going to be talking about flexibility in business. So just to back this train up a little bit, friends, we spend years, months, and days working hard to build businesses that allow us to live the life we want to live. But then many entrepreneurs don't take time to enjoy those flexibilities and freedoms that we've very intentionally built in our business. And Kiwi, you have more recently been enjoying those freedoms and flexibilities and recognizing the importance of doing that. So let's start with that. Like, how do you define success in your business now? And then we can roll into some of this other stuff we want to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's changed a lot. When I was newer in business, like if you've listened to some of my older episodes I've done with Katie, like I had a storefront and I gave it up. I had some like team members and I decided I wanted it to just be me. We bought a house last year and I spent most of the summer fixing it up. It was a big remodel job. And so I'm not going to lie and say like, it's super easy to just take time for myself to work half days. There's still so much guilt that comes along with that, but I've gotten a lot better at not forcing myself to work or to work. I guess not forcing myself to give 110, right? Like some days I give 12%. I just get the orders out and I go home and that's okay. And, it feels good the more that you're able to do it, but it definitely feels bad in the beginning.
It totally feels bad in the beginning. And it's so easy. I mean, I've coached you for a long time and I've often told you, okay, you need to take time off. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, but it's not as easy as just take time off, right? There's mindset stuff. There's logistics stuff. There's too much to it. I know there's some fears around, well, if I'm not working, then the money's not flowing. And if I need the money to flow. So what are your thoughts around all that? Like, is it easier now for you to take time off or is it still challenging?
It's definitely still challenging, especially with money stuff. I'm really lucky. I also want to say that right at the beginning, because I know that in the past I've heard podcasts where the interviewee is like, yeah, and then I just took time off and I just went over here and I just did that. And I am super lucky that I have a really supportive partner who has a very financially stable job. Mm-hmm. And so it allows me a lot of these freedoms. Whereas like Katie was saying, and I even still get in this, you know, money stress black hole, I guess I would say, where it's that thought that if I'm not working, if I'm not actively doing something for my business, then I'm not going to get any orders. I'm not going to have any money coming in. Everybody's going to forget about me. My business is going to go up in flames. And why did I work so hard for all these years to just abandon it? That's my real life, like, thought when I try to take time off. But also the money, like, when you have a small business and you know how, especially product-based businesses,
yeah,
you know how hard it is to make $10 or $20. And then the thing that I've been struggling a lot with lately is booking a vacation or something. And I'm like, but I know how hard it is to make that $20. Like, do I want to spend $1,000 on this vacation somewhere? So I think that's the struggle as well, even not even with vacations, but just for anything like self-care wise in your business, you know, whether it's therapy or getting a massage or whatever else, it's so hard to spend the money on yourself versus a new product or, you know, coaching or like something that seems like, I'm doing air quotes, like useful versus something that's just to recharge you, just to like reinvigorate you. I know right. That's sort of a slightly off course, but
no, not at all.
That's my main.
I think the money mindset plays into so many different things. Like you mentioned, what we're investing in our business and will this really benefit me and save me? You know, will it do the intended goal that I'm trying to make? But then also, if I'm taking personal time away, how is that going to affect the business financially or whatever it might be?
And I think that comes into play a lot is because every single small business owner has an endless to-do list, right? Yes. Like there's always something that you could be doing. And we're hearing over and over like, oh, you have to be on TikTok. Oh, you have to be on this new platform. Oh, you have to optimize this thing. Oh, you have to have a automated whatever, you know, like these are all good things. These are all things that work for people, but it gets really stressful when you start to think about it in the amount of time you take off versus the amount of time you work, because you're thinking, I could be knocking some of these things off my to-do list, but the tricky thing is that the to-do list will never get shorter. The to-do list never gets shorter. And so recognizing that is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And you and I were talking on Voxer about how, you know, there's missed life experiences that happen because we are constantly tackling that never-ending to-do list, like trying to beat the never-ending to-do list, which is not going to happen. You had mentioned, you know, family or friend occasions that you had missed. And I know that there's certain things that I haven't prioritized that I should have because I let work take over. It's hard.
I missed baby showers and weddings and birthdays and I know we also sort of touched on, it's also really hard because there's different seasons of your business. And so especially when you're in the hustle season, like when you're like, it's time, I'm ready, it's hustle time. It's so easy to block every single other thing out. But like you were saying with the money mindset, I got off track, but I do think that the money comes when we're able to take breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, like if you're so stressed about money, it's pretty much impossible to take a break.
Yeah.
Because you can't get out of that spiral of like, oh, I could be doing X, 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 Y, Z to like make more money in my business.
Right. The stress of not having the financial security feeds that hustle mentality and feeds that like, you know, hamster wheel of I have to keep working because if I do this time, then I'll make the money. But I want to reiterate what you said before of like, and that is a valid feeling. And that's what a lot of people feel. And I felt it in the past myself and at different times, even recently. But I also agree with you that when we take the time and step away, we do come back with fresh perspective and maybe a little more confidence, would you say?
Yeah, I would say more confident, more zest, right? More excitement for your business. But I think what we're really trying to get at is that it's really easy to hear someone say, oh, you need to take a break. Oh, you're burnt out. Oh, you need to recharge. But recognizing that it's such a multi-layered experience, running a business just in general is such a multifaceted experience that just taking a break isn't always going to feel like a break because there's always so many like other emotional factors and other, you know, psychological things that go into just taking a break. There are so many times that I've been like, yep, I'm burnt out. I need to take a break. But I come back and I'm like, nothing changed. Like nothing. I still feel exactly the same. I'm just as burnt out, except I had, you know, 6 days to just think about all the things that I should have been doing or could have been doing, or, you know, every single little thing. And so it's hard. I think that's the main thing, right? Is that it's just, it's hard and it's not as easily solvable as just taking time off or walking away from your computer or whatever else.
Yeah.
And, but I do agree, like when you can truly take space from your work, like you were saying before, I do think that it helps your brain. If you can, it helps your brain not focus on all these little things as much so that when you come back to it, you're sort of ready to go, ready to like dive back into what you're working on, your next project or whatever else.
I think that you can also come back and be more critical at that standpoint. Like sometimes when we're just going down the never ending to-do list, we feel that we have to do everything on that list. But when we take the break, we do give our brains that break and that quiet time, and we come back and we might look at that list in a different way and say, okay, like these five things that I put at the bottom here, like I really don't need to do those, or those don't need to happen right now. Maybe they happen later. And so I do think there is a bit of resetting that happens in terms of your priorities as well.
Yeah, I talk to my therapist about this a lot. And the analogy, I love analogies when you're talking about feelings and brain stuff, because it's super helpful to help not only other people understand what's going on in your brain, but it helps you understand. And so with my therapist, I always talk about, I'm at a barbecue, I have this very flimsy paper plate, and it is full of like hot dogs and hamburgers and macaroni salad and baked beans and, you know, the Jell-O pudding or whatever. And it is like, it is at its point, like it is about to fall over and, or you know, like fold over and like everything just falls on the ground, right? It's just a mess and it's going to be a lot harder to deal with. And so sort of what you're describing, I always think of it as like, if I can actually get the time and space to like put the plate down, like to set the plate down on a table, then when I pick that plate back up again, I'm going to be, it's going to be a lot easier to say, this plate is too heavy. Why are there so many things on this plate? Like I could put this macaroni salad in a Tupperware and save it for later. It's not going to go bad. And so I think that's sort of the way that I think about it. And it helps me out because I'm like, I really need to put this plate down, like even for a few hours or for a day or for whatever I can manage.
I love that analogy. I'm a big fan of analogies too. And I, you know, you know me, Kiwi, I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of things I want to do. And I'm constantly, I'm constantly thinking about you guys and all your different businesses and ideas and all of these things. But my point is just, there are times where I have, like, I'm so entrenched in an idea or something we want to take action on. And I do need to put the plate down and take a step back and give it space to breathe. Right. So that then when I come back, I may want to change things and judge it, but I don't know. I feel like even when we have all these different ideas and we really want to take quick action, sometimes we got to put that plate down and let it breathe a little bit and then come back to it later. So that's a little bit different than like taking a break in terms of a vacation or like the burnout. But even, I guess I just wanted to point out that it could be singular projects that we need to take a break from, or it could be like, okay, I'm about to collapse. I'm overwhelmed. I need to take a break from work as a whole right now.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I think one of the things that most people don't realize about having a small business, whether it's just you or whether you've built something with a bunch of team members, is I think that building a business, I'm trying to figure out the right way to phrase this. I think it's probably the most intimate thing you can do with yourself, because you're constantly digging in deeper and deeper and deeper to figure yourself out. And even if you're not actively digging in, like I've been doing therapy for 2 years, I've been like, I did so many self-help things before that. But even before that, when I wasn't actively like digging in, like a lot of these feelings of like how I work best, what I want out of my business, they'd bubble up and I just didn't know how to deal with them at all. And it just caused me so much panic. So now getting to the point where I can recognize some of my rhythms and patterns. And like you said, no, like, am I fully burnt out on my business? Like, do I need a full break? Do I need to take the afternoon off to do something else? Like, where am I at temperature wise and what do I need? And it feels really bad too, especially I think a lot of people who identify as women, it would feel very selfish, like just in general in your life and your business to say this is what I need. And so it is sort of radical to be able to claim that for yourself.
Totally. I want to go back to what you had mentioned earlier, the seasons of business. I know that in the earlier stages of our business, we tend to have more time on our hands, but no, but less money, right? We have less cash flow coming in for the business. As we start to ramp things up, we start to have that cash flow, that money, but we lack the time. And then I feel like that's where the pain, the squish of the pain point starts to happen, because we still want the time. We still want the flexibilities. We still want to build a business that gives us freedom to take the afternoon off, to go on a vacation, to, you know, pick our kids up from school, to go play with the dog, whatever it is that we want to do. How has that changed for you? Like, do you feel like you hustled more in the early days and you're giving yourself that space now that you've been in business for so long?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I hustled so much for so long. And like we were talking about earlier, though, it hit a point where I realized somebody asked me, they texted me and said, hey, how's it going? And I said, oh, it's good. You know, the business is good. It's been really busy. Like I'm doing XYZ. And they said, okay, but how are you? And I realized I had nothing to say back. Like and I think part of this goes back to like our businesses being us. Mm-hmm. My self-worth was completely based around my business, which makes sense, right? We spend, you know, days, hours, weeks, years, months, like building this thing. And it's hard to separate yourself from that. And so I think for so long, I just kept going with the business. I was hustling so hard. Probably I would say like the first, well, so I did it part-time, and that's a whole other beast that I would like to get to, of like, everyone's like, go full-time, but then puts like a completely different pressure on your business.
Yeah.
But like once I took the business full-time, I hustled for so, so long. And I think it's just been the past like 2 or 3 years where I've taken a step back. And I remembered just now that you said, what was success for you? I had to reevaluate what that meant for me, because for a long time it was like making X amount of money so that, you know, I can breathe a little easier. And then I started to realize, well, if I'm making all of this money, suddenly the decisions that I'm making in my business are a lot more stressful and a lot more consuming. And I have to give a lot more of myself to be able to make this money. And not only that, I have to have a team that relies on me. And so I think, you know, being able to backpedal that and figure out like what level you actually want to be on, I think that's where you're going to be able to more take a full look at everything and have a little bit more balance, like you were saying. Like that's when you can figure out like how you can take your breaks and where they work best for you. And I will say personally in my business, that's the point where I'm at now, where I'm sort of like, okay, I definitely feel that I don't have enough time. Like the money has come, but I don't have enough time, but I also want to take time for myself. And so that's when I feel like I'm going into the next phase of figuring out what's the next step, what's best for me. But I do think that it is, when you're in early stages and you have all this time, the emphasis just, it gets put in very different places. And it's hard, like you said, to back away from that, to like to take a step back to get like the bird's eye view, because you're so entrenched in like, this is step one, step two, step three, step four.
Yeah.
But then you might wind up like me, like 6 years into my business, like, I don't like my business at all. And I'm going to change everything. And it's a lot harder to do that than to figure out sort of why you're doing, like why you've created your business, what you want to get out of it, what you see from it. And those things can always change down the line. But I think starting with that is a lot easier. I know that was all over the place. I have ADHD. Full disclosure, everybody, I have ADHD, and I haven't been on a podcast in a very long time.
The way your brain works is beautiful, and I followed you every step of the way. I keep jumping around with you too, because I keep going back to something you just said triggered the guilt factor too of, you know, 6 years in your business, you wanted to make changes because it really wasn't serving you. And the business wasn't serving you as a human the way you wanted it to anymore. But you had, and I felt this too, so I'm not trying to project your story on my point here, but there's some guilt when you want to make changes in your business. There's some like, wow, I spent all this time doing it this way and now I'm changing course. Like, we almost put this like failure label on ourselves, even though it's nothing near a failure at all. Like, if anything, it was our path of clarity to find what we really truly want to be doing. But kind of changing a little bit of gears, that path of clarity is so important because it enables us to align ourselves as a human with ourselves as a business owner, with the business itself, like as its own entity, and then all the other hats that we wear in our lives, like, you know, friend, partner, parent, perhaps, like those things, those are part of who we are. I'm off track a little bit here too, but I want to share a story.
No, I 1000% feel you. Yes. But I want to hear your story.
Well, I want to tell the story that I told you already about Madeline, my oldest. She's 12 years old. She's in sixth grade. And, you know, she turned to me in the car one day at pickup. I picked her up after school. She turned to me and in such sincerity said to me, "Mom, thank you. When I forget my lunch at school, you're able to bring it to me. When I need to be picked up immediately at the bell after school, you're able to get here. Dad's able to chaperone my overnight trip," whatever it might be. And she's like, "Most of my friends' parents can't do that." And it really hit me and made me emotional because I'm like, this is one of the main reasons I do what I do. Obviously, I love the impact we're making in all the different people's businesses that we coach and support. But like, my family is my why, and they're the reason I wanted to have this business so that I would have that freedom and flexibility to be there for my children when they need. But you also don't realize. So I've been working hard for this, is my point. But secondly, I don't think, sometimes I don't recognize that, okay, we've made it. We've done the thing that we set out to do. And two, we don't always see that other people see the intentions that we made and the actions that we took. And so for Madeline to turn to me and say, "I appreciate you and I see what you've done and I like am benefiting from this," that was like hugely eye-opening. It was pretty much the same as like you guys coming to me and being like, "Oh my gosh, this one thing you told me helped me change in my business." You know, like, it makes me think about, okay, all of this hard work and all of the intentional things I'm doing day in and day out are absolutely worth it. And it's making an impact in other people's lives, but I also need to make sure that it's making an impact in my life. And so going back to, you know, taking the half day off, going to get your nails done, doing things. And it's not just about that mode of self-care, but just thinking about giving yourself space to be creative, to go to a movie, to go to a museum, to just sit at home and enjoy your house that you've worked so hard to create that space for. So I don't know. I wanted to share that story because I think sometimes too, we don't give ourselves the space to enjoy the freedoms and flexibilities, but we also don't acknowledge when we're doing the thing we set out to do a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes
And
sense.
I think no, it totally makes sense. And I think that's so wise of a 12-year-old also, because it took me 2 years in therapy probably to figure out, oh yeah, that is why I'm doing, like, that is why I work so hard on my business, is so that I have freedom and flexibility. Like right now I'm volunteering for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I'm finding that
Yes.
super valuable for my life. And I will say though that it sort of goes back to, you know, figuring out you, and then
Yeah.
that helps you have a healthier business. Because I know for a long time I didn't like myself, and when I didn't like myself, I definitely didn't like my business. And I think part of that was that I was building my life around my business instead of my building my business to make sure that it fit my life. And
Yes.
I know that's so cheesy, but it's something that you forget, especially like when you're talking about when you're in the season of business where things are picking up and you're like, whoa, this train is really rolling. I have to keep rolling with this train. And, you know, we talk to so many people. I know I've talked to so many friends that are like, yep. And it's like staying up till 3 a.m. every night. And it's so easy to get in this rhythm and this pattern and think, well, this is just what I have to do to keep my business rolling.
Yeah.
And it's super hard to figure out where sustainability factors into that. And like you were saying, like how it works best for you, but like the other people in your life, and figuring out what you want to be doing with your business. And it's also like just legitimately for some people, not always possible to have a balance.
Right.
It depends on your life circumstances. It depends on your financial circumstances. It depends on where you are, where you're in your life. Like I know that when I started my business, when I fully jumped into my business for real, for serious, it wasn't just a little fun creative side hustle. When I really jumped into it was because I got dumped and I like just really needed a distraction. Like I just really needed to get my brain off that dumb dude who dumped me. And I think a lot of people create a business in similar circumstances because not necessarily if they need a distraction, but like for whatever reason, they need something to focus on and something to put their energy into. And I think at one point that shifts and you don't realize it. Like for me, it was, I need to throw myself into this so that I forget everything else. And at one point, I realized I've been doing this for years. I've been throwing myself into this for years, but that's why I started the business. But that's not what I still need the business to do for me.
Yep.
And then, like we're talking about, that's when it's really hard to change. Like, so I think even if it's not necessarily like a healthy reason, like in the beginning when you start your business, just being aware of like, I just need something that's just mine, that's like not my kids or not for anyone else, it's just mine, or like I need a distraction, or like this is really about the money for me, or this is a creative outlet. That can always change and shift, but like just digging inside yourself and figuring out like how it fits, how the business fits into your life, like what you want yourself to get out of it, what you want other people around you to get out of it, I think makes your business easier to deal with. That sounds wild, but I know that it's made mine easier, like figuring a lot of this stuff out.
Well, yeah, I think when you were all in, focused on that to kind of distract yourself from other things, you had like a core thing you were focused on. But as your life changed, evolved, you healed from that, other things started to be a priority in your life. And so not
But
that the
it's so
biz,
hard to see it when you're in it day to
no,
day.
you can't
Like,
see it when
it's
you're in it.
impossible.
It's impossible to see it
And
when you're
like you
in it.
said, it's impossible for other people. Like, it's very rare, I feel like, for people to pull a Madeline and like tell
Yeah.
you exactly why they appreciate what you do. And so it's super easy to just get stuck in like, I guess I just do this because I do this. I mean, I don't know. I don't know
Yeah.
why.
Well, I do this because I do this, and I'm just trying to work the never-ending to-do list. And those are the instances where we're just constantly working with our head down and we're not necessarily
Working in a
thinking,
silo is what I call
yes.
it. I feel like I'm working in a silo. I don't have any windows. I don't have any outside anything. And like you were talking about before, a lot of times if I can step out of the silo, if I can get out of the silo, a lot of the times I'm like, oh, actually, I want to change the how I was doing things in this silo and maybe not
Yeah.
be in this silo as much.
Right.
Farm analogy. I don't know where it came from, but.
Okay, I like it. But yeah, when our head is down, we're not paying attention to everything around us, and we are working towards like one singular goal most of the time, whether that's build my revenue or expand my product line or get my fair shop up and running or get ready for this trade show. And in some ways we lose perspective. And
well, it's also a billion times easier to have these goals. Like, it is a trillion, billion, million times easier to be like, yeah, I'm going to set up my fair shop. Yeah, I'm going to do this. But I see it over and over and over again, like not just in the proof to product community, but so many other things where if you ask somebody, they start to crumble a little, like, okay, but why are you doing this? Like,
yes.
Why are you doing this? Does it feel good? Do you want to be doing this? And it is so much easier to just check things off a list than it is to like, and I love digging into myself. Like, I love being introspective and figuring my stuff out. And even for me, it's hard. So for people who have never done that or were never taught to do that or don't do any of it, it is so, 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 so much easier to just be like, yep, here's a very tangible thing I can cross off my to-do yeah. list. Yep, I set up my next marketing email. And you can go and I know Katie and I have both seen this in people that we've interacted with over the years in the stationery community and other small businesses. Like, you can go 10 years doing this. Like, mm-hmm. you can do it, but it's probably not going to feel good. Like, it's probably not going to feel very fulfilling, but you can definitely keep going off your checklist yes. forever. But one day it's going to like bubble up and you're going to have a mess.
That's what I was just going to say. At one point you're going to pick up your head and say, what have I been doing?
Yeah.
What have I been doing?
And I think
building?
This is when most people burn their businesses down. Like, yes. I think this is when most people are like, I'm done. Because it's easier to be like, I'm just going to like completely quit my... And I'm not saying this to anybody who has done this, because like you were saying, and I have so much to say on failure, like, I don't think it's a failure if you like close a business or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But I do think that a lot of people don't deal with a lot of this stuff and it gets messy and feels bad. But if you don't know how to deal with it, if you're not like intentional about it or even aware that it exists, then yeah. it's super easy to make a lot of rash decisions and burn things down to the ground. I know, because I've been there. I've burned it down. I've burned it to the ground and like started with the ashes again. And it was a lot easier than like dealing with my own inner stuff.
Yeah. I'm smiling, not because I think it's funny that you burned your business, but I remember our very hard conversations. Oh, yeah. We had to have
Katie saw me sobbing in tears. Like, just no, like, I don't like anything that I'm doing.
but we had to have that hard conversation of, okay, well then why are we doing this? Why are we continuing down this path? If it's not serving you as an individual, it's not, you know, it's not filling all the buckets that you're hoping it's going to fill. And also, if we wanted to fill all these buckets, we have to change something, because currently yeah. the state it's something's in is not, change. It's not working. And so,
yeah.
And I do think that a big part of that, bringing this kind of full circle, is defining what you want Balance. The business to do for your life.
Yep.
And also making very intentional times for you to take a step back, whether that's a vacation or just a break, or, you know, again, putting the plate down, whether it's a project or as a whole, taking a break. I think all of those are very important steps to continue to give you the perspective you need.
And I think another one too, one of my frustrations in general with business advice, and one of the reasons that I always try to bring this like in the proof to product community, whether it's like in posts or if we're doing group chats or like whatever else, is talking about this stuff with yep. other people, because it's so easy. And that's why I love talking about it, not just here, but like in my business on Instagram, because it's so easy to feel like you're the only person feeling this way, that you'll never dig yourself out of it, that you're gonna like have to figure this out completely on your own. So even if it's, you know, not in a business community, even if it's with your partner or your best friend or whatever else, I think that when we hold stuff inside, it just multiplies. It just yep. either it multiplies or it becomes a piece of coal that then turns into a diamond that you can never get rid of. That's just like always inside of you. And I get like very woo-woo talking about a lot of this stuff, because I was that person who just completely held on to stuff. And then it would explode out of me. And also I felt like nobody felt the way that I did, and nobody had those experiences, and nobody was talking about it, and everyone was doing super well and super good, and everything was great for them, and I was the failure, terrible person. the only one encountering, like, you know, a bad sales month or just like this existential crisis inside of like, why am I doing this in my business? Like, it's so easy to feel completely alone, stranded on an island. And yep. I think the more that we can talk about this stuff and normalize it, the easier it is for other people to deal with it. Because even if you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to like choose Kiwi's path. Like, I'm not going to do what Kiwi did, but like just knowing that she was there at one point and probably will definitely be there again is helpful because yeah. it suddenly we're less alone. The pressure is off just us on our shoulders to like figure out what the hell we're doing or why mm-hmm. we're doing it or whatever else. And just to know that, yeah, just to know, just like to know that this is a regular common thing that like business communities do not talk about. Like they talk about like the very rational, the strategies, the procedures, the streamlining. They do not talk about the emotional. And I am here to tell you that whether or not you're embracing it, like having a small business is a very emotional experience. Like
it is
day in, day out. It is so emotional. And yeah, it's not a thing that's ever discussed.
It's not. And I think,
or rarely, I should say rarely discussed.
You're
and
right.
If it is discussed, it's like burnout. And it's like, well, take but the there's break. Like a lot of, yeah. there's like a lot of stuff that goes into burnout. It's not just burnout. There's like the guilt and the shame and the self-worth and the, yeah. all the stuff like entangled in one.
And the abundance mindset, the scarcity mindset, abundance. The am I good mm-hmm. enough, the failure. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And, yeah. you know, it's interesting. I love having these conversations with you, Kiwi, and I appreciate you having it here for our listeners to kind of eavesdrop in on. but I will.
I could talk about it all day, every day, because shout out from the rooftops.
I just think it's so important because if we as a human being are not mentally and emotionally strong or feeling safe or feeling comfortable,
just feeling seen, even like not even or feeling heard. Good, like just yeah. feeling seen or heard is so important.
If we don't have those fundamental basics, if I can call them that, we can't do all these other things in our lives that we've set out to do, whether it's business or friends or family or whatever it is.
And I mean, you probably could do it, but it's probably not going to feel very good. And if it does feel good, you're going to recognize down the line that, like, you know, your goals, like especially I've seen people be like, this is my money goal and I hit it and I felt terrible. Right. Like this is my, like the next year you hit your money goal and you feel even worse. And it's like, because there's a lot of other stuff that's there and is not normally discussed. And again, doesn't feel like it's something you're supposed to be talking about, especially in business. Like, you know, the Instagram, I feel like some of it's kind of crumbling of like, people want to see their real life, but like, I think it's okay, even if you're like not in a space where you are feeling seen or heard or appreciated or in a good space, like just to try to find like some sort of those connections wherever you can, or just like find, yeah. even if it's not someone in your real life, like someone online or a community online where you can start to feel some of those things. And it's going to feel weird at first for sure. But then, you know, I just think getting stuff out of us, like in whatever way that works for us, whether it's sitting with a best friend, whether it's talking to your dog, whether it's like going on a walk and thinking these things through, like
yeah.
not just letting it sit in our like brains and our hearts and our wherever it lives in your body, just feels so much better over time than just like just yeah. doubling down on a lot of those feelings and emotions that come up just day to day running a business.
I 100% agree. I also think that I think this has been an ongoing problem for a very long time, especially with entrepreneurs. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We have to make decisions day in and day out. We're chasing that to-do list we've talked about. You know, there's so many options too in which you can grow the business. I know that, you know, here I am a business coach and I'm trying to show you a lot of different options. It's not intended to yep. be a roadmap for
which
you guys.
Which is the reason why I've stuck with Katie for years and years is because she's one of the very few business coaches that frames it that way. You know, so many others is like, this is the roadmap. This is the book for success and you follow these and you're good. But yeah. that's not true.
But it's not true. And everyone makes decisions differently. Everyone wants to, is living their lives differently. So I guess where I was headed with this is just, I think things have even gotten harder over the last 2 years with the pandemic, and the emotions behind being an entrepreneur have gotten even more strong because we've held on. It's been so much more difficult than pre-COVID times. And so I don't know where I'm headed with this other than to say, like, be kind to yourself and give yourself the space to feel the feelings and to find people that understand what you're going through and give yourself the grace. I'm hearing a lot of people who are like, oh, but I am not ready for this release, or, oh, I didn't do this on time like I was supposed to. And it's okay. Like, you're navigating life and you're navigating this business. And I don't know, now I'm the one going off on a tangent, but my point is just be kind to yourself, because everyone's circumstances are different and there is a lot of emotion behind it. There's a lot of really powerful things happening and you're doing an amazing job. You, the general listener here, but also you've experienced a lot of trauma too. And I feel like we need to acknowledge that.
It's been a weird time to be alive, weird time to be a business owner. Yeah. And like you were saying earlier too, like, and to go hand in hand with this, I think there's a lot of things as business owners that make us feel like failures, like whether it's not having a release ready or, you know, dropping the ball on something or not having like things checked off your to-do list or not having your catalog updated. And I was thinking about it this morning and I was thinking, especially, I hear this a lot also, especially if someone decides to go a different direction with their business, if they decide to close their business and get a full-time job, if they decide that they don't want to go full-time, they want to stay part-time. And it's really easy to think of a lot of these things as failures. And I was just thinking about it the other day, like, we wouldn't call someone moving states to be closer to their family a failure. We wouldn't like call someone getting a divorce because it's better for their mental health a failure. Like, we wouldn't, there's so many things that we wouldn't call a failure in life. Like, we wouldn't call someone switching jobs, right? Or going back to school for a new career. Like, none of those things we would consider a failure.
Right.
But it's super easy when it's just us to put this label failure on so many things. Yeah. And once you start seeing that it's like, just, it's just a change. Like, that's truly all a lot of these things are, is just like a change of direction. I think that if you can reframe that in your head a little bit, and I think that's something that I've been able to do, it becomes a lot easier to take the steps that you need, because it's suddenly not like, oh, I'm a failure. I'm not doing the steps right. I'm not, you know, growing my business in the right way. I didn't make enough money, whatever. And just see it as being able to change direction, I think helps a lot. And also with the pandemic, when things are constantly changing direction, it's just helpful to just know that everything's always going to change. And like, sometimes you'll be prepared for it and sometimes you won't be prepared for it. But like, that's part of why we run our business also, is, you know, to be able to change the direction, like, in on our own terms, right? Steer the ship in a way that works for us.
Yeah, for sure. I want to kind of, I love this candid conversation with you, Kiwi. Thank you again for making the time.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to kind of wrap this up with a few key things of like, we do, and I feel like a broken record a little bit, but we do set the rules for our business and we can decide which direction to go in. We can decide to make changes, as you just mentioned. The agility of being a business owner and an entrepreneur is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible that we can have an idea today and take action on it tomorrow. But with that also comes a lot of mental and emotional stuff. Baggage, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Stuff is nicer than baggage. Baggage sounds negative, but there, with that comes a lot of baggage, you know, things like self-doubt or, you know, that failure that we talked about, or the hustle and grind, shame, the hustle and grind mentality, the not being able to give ourselves space to also live our life. You know, it can be all consuming, I guess is my point. Yeah. And so
you can spiral into it easily. Yep.
Absolutely. So like, as we head out of this, I want to remind people, be kind to yourself and give yourself the space you need to make the decisions that are best suited for you and your life and your business. What kind of takeaway do you want to share with everybody as we head out from this episode?
I think the thing that I'd like to remind people of is that you don't always have to have a direction. You don't always have to know the answer. You don't always have to have your roadmap perfectly planned out. This is super hard for me. I got diagnosed with ADHD last year, and I feel like I had the roadmap for so many things and it went out the window. But I will say that there is a lot of pressure taken off your shoulders when you can start to say, like Katie was saying, like, I'm going to make this choice because it's right for me right now, whether it's closing your shop for a month or, you know, taking care of your family and taking a step back from your business, whether it's like firing somebody, whether it's changing directions, whether it's discontinuing all of your product line. Like, even if you don't know what's next, even if you don't know what your next step is, like what direction you want to go in, I don't think that you'll probably regret doing those things that feel right for you in that moment. So like Katie was saying, do what feels right for you and worry about figuring out what's next later. Like, don't put that pressure on yourself. Just figure out what you need right now and try to go with it if you can, if you're able to, because it's probably going to feel like a big breath of fresh air, or not fresh air, but you know, a big sigh, like a big relief. Exhale. It'll probably feel like a lot of relief. And so I think that's one thing that I always thought, if I'm changing something, I need to know what's next. I need to know what my next direction is. And even in the times when I did change something, if I knew my next direction, I was usually wrong. So just giving yourself the time and space to just figure it out slowly or quickly or whatever pace comes. Yeah, I mean, I know that sounds like very cliche and like, but I think it's so true. It's just taking the time for yourself to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
Because then you can take care of your business. You can take care of your family. You can take care of so much else.
Totally. I love the figuring it out for right now. What do you need right now?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know me, I'm a planner, and like I will sometimes put the cart before the horse and be like, well, what's going to happen in a year if we make these decisions now?
And then you feel bad, right? Because if you're like, well, I plan for 2 months, but that's not going to happen. And then you have to like scrap it and start over again. And then if that next thing doesn't happen, that's why sometimes it's easier to just say, I have no clue. Like I have no clue what's next, or but just, I'm going to figure it out.
Right. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make decisions today based on what suits us best today. And if we need to change our minds later, we absolutely can. So Kiwi, I appreciate you. I know I'm reaching through the screen to hug you and all of the listeners on, like, this is something I know that all of us struggle with. And I hope this conversation was helpful to our listeners. It was helpful to me, Kiwi. I appreciate you coming on talk so candidly. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Isn't Kiwi so amazing? I love having her on the show. I will include links to her past Proof to Product episodes, as well as her website and social handles in the show notes so that you can easily find her. But she is at yourgalkiwi.com and at yourgalkiwi on Instagram. So again, I want to say a big thank you to Kiwi for coming on the show to talk about this topic. So many of us have struggled with or will struggle with the emotional and mental challenges that come with being an entrepreneur. Yet it's something that isn't widely talked about openly, and we need to change that. So hopefully hearing this conversation will feel like a big hug from us to you. Thank you so much for listening until the end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it. Please share it with a friend or share it on social media. You can tag Kiwi and I. And until next time, have a great week, everyone.